Toyota's decision to invest $3.6 billion to move Tacoma production from Mexico to San Antonio, creating 2,000 jobs and doubling the size of its Texas plant by 2030, is exactly the kind of announcement the administration points to as evidence that its trade policy is working. The Tacoma is Toyota's best-selling truck in the United States, and moving that production line is not a symbolic gesture. It's a substantial commitment of capital and jobs.
The honest analysis here is that you can't fully separate how much of this decision is driven by tariff pressure versus how much was already in Toyota's long-range plans versus how much reflects the genuine advantages of U.S. manufacturing for a product consumed primarily in the U.S. market. Toyota has been expanding its American footprint for two decades. The timing of the announcement during active tariff negotiations is obviously not accidental, but the investment itself may have been in process for longer than the current tariff environment.
That ambiguity is exactly why the 22 state attorneys general opposing Trump's proposed tariffs on 59 countries filed their formal opposition this week. Their argument, collectively, is that these tariffs constitute an unconstitutional executive overreach, that the president is using emergency trade statutes to impose what amounts to a permanent tax regime without congressional authorization. Legally, this is the same structural challenge that has partially succeeded in the lower courts on narrower tariff questions. Getting 22 AGs formally aligned on this gives the legal challenge significant weight and resources.
The four-state lawsuit against Meta is a different category of legal action, but deserves attention because of the scale. California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey are collectively seeking $1.4 trillion in penalties from Meta for claims that its platforms, primarily Instagram, addicted children and caused documented harm. $1.4 trillion is a number that exceeds Meta's current market capitalization. No court is going to award that figure, but the structure of the lawsuit and the August trial date creates enormous settlement pressure and discovery obligations that will force internal documents into the public record.
This is a good moment to talk about how antitrust and penalty law actually works, because the Meta case involves a concept that gets conflated in public discussion. Antitrust law under the Sherman Act, passed in 1890, has two main prohibitions: agreements between competitors that restrain trade, and monopolization or attempted monopolization. The legal standard for monopoly isn't just having a large market share. That's a critical point. Having 70% of a market doesn't automatically make you a monopolist under Sherman Act analysis. The question is whether you achieved or maintained that position through anti-competitive conduct rather than through offering a better product. Courts look at whether a company used exclusionary practices, predatory pricing, tying arrangements, exclusive dealing that forecloses competition, not just whether it's large. The Meta case isn't primarily a Sherman Act case. It's grounded in consumer protection and product liability theories, but the underlying market power questions inform how courts think about remedies. A company the size of Meta, which acquired Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion when the FTC approved the deal, now faces liability claims that exceed its total value. The antitrust question of whether that acquisition should have been blocked in the first place is very much alive in parallel proceedings.
And then there's the Rivian story. The company launched a $75 million share offering to fund its DOE loan repayment. Rivian has been in a difficult position. Significant consumer demand for its products, but persistent manufacturing cost challenges that have kept it from reaching profitability. The share offering dilutes existing shareholders, and the stock has already been under pressure. But the DOE loan program was designed exactly for situations like this, to bridge companies through the capital-intensive early production phase. Whether Rivian makes it to the other side of that bridge is still genuinely uncertain.